Chapter 20, Huo Jianjun Jianshou Yufajian, Rocket Force Construction and Development. The Rocket Force is a strategic service that uses ground-launched missile weapon systems to perform combat missions. It has multiple combat capabilities, such as strategic nuclear counterattack and medium and long-range conventional precision strikes. It is the core force of China's strategic deterrence and the strategic support of China's status as a major power, an important cornerstone for maintaining national security. In the historical process of safeguarding national sovereignty and security and realizing the great rejuvenation of the Chinese nation, it has always played a crucial role. Under the conditions of the new era, the construction and development of the Rocket Force faces both opportunities and challenges. It must adapt to the development of the world's strategic situation and the needs of national security strategies, and in accordance with the strategic requirements of both nuclear and conventional and global deterrence, accelerate the promotion of informatization, transformation, and rely on science and technology. Progress promotes independent innovation of weapons and equipment, enhances the safety, reliability, and effectiveness of missile weapons, improves the nuclear and permanent force system, and strives to build a modern rocket force that is commensurate with China's status as a major country and commensurate with the mission and mission requirements of the military in the new era. Section 1. Rocket Force Construction and Development Trend. With the deepening of the new military revolution, the improvement of the country's comprehensive national strength, and the development of space technology, information technology, and new material technology, the construction and development of the Rocket Force will show new characteristics and trends. 1. Integration of various strike capabilities, such as nuclear weapons. The integration of nuclear strike capability refers to the organic integration of nuclear counterattack capability and conventional strike capability in the promotion of the combat capability of strategic missile forces, so that the tactical level combat units are under the command of a unified information platform, support and command system, and at the same time possess both nuclear and conventional dual combat capabilities. The advanced stage of the development of both nuclear and permanent forces is the integration of nuclear and permanent forces. This is inevitable for the construction and development of the strategic missile force, and is also an objective need for the full implementation of the mission of the rocket force. With the increasing demand for attacking and strengthening deep buried targets, time-sensitive targets, moving targets, and time-in-sea targets, active strategic nuclear missiles are increasingly unable to meet operational needs, and conventional strategic missiles with rapid global precision strike capabilities will become an important part of the strategic missile forces of the main military major powers. The United States has stepped up its transformation of intercontinental ballistic missiles to equip them with conventional strike capabilities. Russia attaches great importance to the construction of conventional strike capability of strategic missiles, installs conventional warheads for some nuclear missiles, and has the ability to carry out conventional strikes on some sensitive targets of special nature. China began to develop conventional missiles in the early 1990s and embarked on the development path of both nuclear and standing. 2. The status of mobile combat force construction will be more prominent. Mobile combat units refer to missile units that use ground roads to maneuver to predetermined or near-aircraft launch positions to carry out operations and are relative to fixed combat units. Fixed combat forces refer to missile forces that use fixed positions to conduct operations. Fixed operations and mobile operations are the two main operational forms of land-based strategic missile forces. Fixed operations have the characteristics of state secrecy and strong concealment due to the preparation of operations in underground silos. However, due to the fixed positions, once they are discovered and positioned, the survival problem is very serious. Mobile operations can use caverns for technology and pre-launch preparations, and the number of ground launch positions is large, The distribution is wide and the survivability is strong, but it is easier to be exposed when maneuvering on the ground. The U.S. land-based strategic missile forces have a relatively high level of alert and all adopt the form of fixed-launching underground silos. The Russian Strategic Rocket Force adopts a combination of fixed launch and mobile launch. Mobile launch accounts for a larger proportion. At the beginning of the development of our country, due to the limitation of the technological level of weapons and equipment, the fixed launch method was generally adopted. With the advancement of technology and the improvement of understanding, mobile operations have been made a priority, and both mobile and fixed combat forms have been developed simultaneously. Taking into account China's national and military conditions, the combination of mobile operations and fixed operations, and more emphasis on the construction of mobile combat forces will be the direction of the construction and development of strategic missile forces. The combination of fixed and mobile missile forces can complement each other's advantages and increase the flexibility of strategic choices. With the continuous expansion of combat missions, the implementation of mobile operations by strategic missile forces will become an important form of combat in the future. 3. Realize the high alert and rapid response of the troops. The high level of alertness and rapid response of the strategic missile force means that it maintains a relatively high alert state at ordinary times and can launch the missile in a relatively short period of time after receiving an order. Due to the huge lethal power of nuclear weapons, nuclear wars are extremely destructive. In order to reduce losses as much as possible and grasp the initiative of counterattack, the defending party particularly emphasizes rapid response. The strategic missile forces of the major powers in the world are generally on a high level of alertness. The land-based strategic missiles on duty in the United States can leave the silo within a few minutes after receiving the order to carry out nuclear strike operations. Russia has a very high level of alert for strategic missiles on duty. Our country pursues a military strategy of active defense, does not use nuclear weapons first, and implements the latter to control others. Rapid response is the prerequisite for late development, and to improve the rapid response capability, it is necessary to increase the alertness of the strategic missile force and always maintain a high alert state. 4. Give full play to the advantages of equipment and realize the expansion of the ability to fight in multiple fields. The strategic missile force is an important asymmetrical strategic check and balance force. While focusing on the development of ground-to-surface missile combat forces that implement strategic strikes on ground targets, it must also base on its own equipment advantages and develop the means and capabilities that can strike targets in multiple fields. Giving full play to the equipment expertise of the surface-to-surface missile force and developing asymmetric strike methods are of great strategic significance for making up for the lack of naval and air combat capabilities. At the same time, under the condition that nuclear war is restricted by many factors, the development of the asymmetric strike capability of the strategic missile force for expanding the construction and development space of the strategic missile force and increasing the flexibility of the use of strategic forces in information warfare also has a major strategic value. 5. Pay more attention to the construction of survival protection system. The construction of the survival protection system refers to the overall construction of various systems of strategic defense and position protection to ensure the survival of the strategic missile force. In terms of nuclear arms control, the international community has imposed more and more restrictions on the development of nuclear offensive forces. While major nuclear powers are reducing their nuclear forces, they are paying more and more attention to building a missile defense system. In order to maintain its absolute nuclear superiority, the United States has been vigorously developing national and theater missile defense systems and has begun actual combat deployment, which will break the original fragile and stable state of mutual deterrence and directly affect the effectiveness of nuclear deterrence. in order to maintain strategic stability, the construction of the missile defense system has begun to receive the attention of major nuclear powers. Our country adheres to a nuclear strategy of self-defense and does not use nuclear weapons first. The main task of China's nuclear forces is to protect the country from nuclear blackmail and nuclear strikes. The major nuclear powers have strengthened the construction of their nuclear defense system, which has increased the threats and challenges facing our country. We do not compete with nuclear powers, but our country conducts nuclear counterattack operations after being attacked to strengthen the deterrent effect of strategic nuclear forces and provide a solid guarantee for latecomers. Section 2. Rocket Force Capability Requirements Under New Era Conditions. In order to effectively fulfill the strategic mission under the new era conditions, the Rocket Force must firmly grasp the foundation of joint combat capability building based on the network information system, adhere to the quality of the military, and unswervingly follow the path of lean and effective construction and development. Improve system penetration, rapid response, long-range conventional precision strikes, comprehensive damage, and survival protection capabilities. 1. Quick response ability. The rapid response capability refers to the rapidity of the strategic missile force in the implementation of combat operations. There are many factors that affect this ability. In addition to strategic reconnaissance, commanders' rapid judgment of enemy actions, command and control communication capabilities, troop training level, comprehensive support capabilities, etc., the most important thing is the level of alertness of the missile force and the operating time of the weapons and equipment. In information warfare, the rapid response capability of the troops is of great significance to winning strategic initiative. Especially for the defensive party, the ability to react quickly can reduce losses to a large extent, give the enemy an effective counterattack in a short time, and ensure the achievement of strategic goals. Therefore, we must focus on the needs of deterrence and actual combat, and vigorously improve the rapid response capability of the strategic missile force. 2. System penetration capability. System penetration capability refers to the ability of the strategic missile force to comprehensively use various technical and tactical measures to break through the enemy's missile defense system with an overall force system. It is mainly reflected in two levels of penetration technology and penetration tactics of missile weapons. The technical measures for penetration of missile weapons mainly include warhead maneuvering, stealth, decoy deception, electronic jamming, and multiple warhead penetration. The tactical penetration measures of the missile force mainly include the timing of nuclear counterattacks, the destruction of the enemy's defense system, and the coordination of multiple forces, which mainly depend on the use of forces during combat. The system penetration capability is an important part of the counterattack capability of nuclear forces, and a strong system penetration capability is the most effective strategic deterrence, especially when the world's military powers vigorously strengthen the construction of missile defense systems. Enhancing the system penetration capability of strategic missile forces is an important measure to ensure the effectiveness of strategic deterrence. 3. Long-range large-scale conventional precision strike capability. The long-range large-scale precision strike capability is the ability to guide the bomb force to carry out a certain scale of conventional precision strikes against the enemy's deep and important strategic targets. This capability mainly depends on the number, range, and accuracy of the missiles. In an information-based local war, the targets that need to be hit with surface-to-surface missiles are mostly in the enemy's strategic depth, and the ability of long-range conventional precision strikes becomes even more important. Therefore, it is necessary to vigorously strengthen the construction of conventional missile forces, improve the ability of long-range conventional precision strikes, and provide important support for winning informatized wars. 4. Comprehensive damage capability. The comprehensive damage capability is the ability to guide the missile force to destroy and destroy the target. This capability requires the performance of the missile warhead to meet the damage requirements of different targets. Loss of function. To achieve these damage requirements, warheads with different performances are needed, and warheads with diversified mechanisms of action should be developed and equipped. The U.S. and Russian armies are at the forefront of the world in this regard. 5. Survival protection ability. Survival protection capability is the ability to guide the bomb troops to perform combat missions even after being attacked by the enemy. It mainly depends on the defensive capabilities of the position, the degree of concealment, and the maneuverability of the troops. In a war, whether a nuclear counterattack can be carried out even after being hit by an enemy's nuclear attack, the survival and protection capability of nuclear forces is very important. In the information-based local wars, the fierce firefighting has severely threatened the survival of personnel and weaponry. To this end, attention should be paid to the construction of the survival protection capability of the Strategic Missile Force, the establishment and improvement of the National Strategic Defense System, the improvement of the mobile combat capability of the missile force, the enhancement of the anti-destructive ability of the position, the improvement of the anti-destructive reinforcement measures of the missile weapon system, and the strengthening of the defense system construction at the end of the position, etc. Section 3. Main measures for rocket force construction and development. The construction and development of the rocket force has high technical content, a long construction period, many elements involved, and great political influence. It is an extremely large systematic project. Facing the challenges of the new military revolution, we must follow the development and changes of the international strategic situation, highlight the traction of missions, continuously strengthen the overall construction of the rocket force, and effectively improve the combat effectiveness of the Army. 1. Adhere to the lean and effective development path of nuclear power. Nuclear power is the strategic cornerstone for safeguarding national sovereignty and security. China's nuclear power building must take a lean and effective development path with Chinese characteristics, ensure effective nuclear counterattacks against the enemy, and maintain and consolidate China's important position among the world's major nuclear powers. Adhering to the lean and effective development goal is the consistent thinking of China's strategic nuclear force construction. Lean means that the number of nuclear weapons can be less, but the quality is better. The number of personnel can be less, but the quality should be high. The organization must be lean, the relationship must be smooth, and the organization must be scientific. To be effective means to be effective and to have real combat capabilities. In peacetime, it can maximize its deterrence and effectively deter the enemy from launching a war of aggression and nuclear attack on our country. It can effectively save itself and carry out an effective nuclear counterattack in wartime. China is a large developing socialist country. The purpose of developing nuclear weapons is to deter nuclear war and deter other countries from using or threatening to use nuclear weapons against China. China has always pursued a policy of no first use of nuclear weapons, adhered to a nuclear strategy of self-defense, unconditionally refrained from using or threatening to use nuclear weapons against non-nuclear weapons and nuclear weapon-free zones, and did not engage in a nuclear arms race with any country. Nuclear forces have always been maintained in the need to maintain national security. We will strive to build a lean and effective strategic nuclear force commensurate with China's international status and commensurate with national security and development interests. 2. Actively improve the supporting construction of the combat system. To improve the system and support, we must focus on improving the rocket force's joint combat capabilities based on the network information system, correctly handling the relationship between development and consolidation, local breakthroughs, and overall advancement, highlighting the key points and comprehensive improvement, and focusing on the core of combat effectiveness to realize the missile force, the coordinated development of the model and range, technology and tactics, talents and equipment, combat weapons and engineering facilities, and supporting command and support equipment is integrated. The missile force relies on the established positions to operate, and the position is an important factor in ensuring the effective execution of the combat mission of the rocket force. The construction of rocket force positions must focus on the overall functions and long-term benefits of the positions, and must have good protection functions and operational and living facilities, which are conducive to command, protection, maneuverability, and support, and the layout is reasonable to maximize survivability. In the process of rebuilding the old and building the new, it is necessary to take a long-term plan, make a comprehensive plan, pay attention to the compatibility and stability of the newly built combat positions, and at the same time, do a good job of strategic prepositioning. To maintain the continuous nuclear counterattack capability and to enhance the conventional missile combat capability as soon as possible, the supporting construction of weapons and equipment is particularly urgent. The supporting construction of the rocket force's weapons and equipment must be completed in series, updated successively, and developed in a balanced manner. In accordance with the principles of combining nuclear with Commonweal, equal emphasis on new and old, raising the starting point, and highlighting key points, scientifically formulate development plans to form a series of short-range, medium-range, long-range, and intercontinental weapons composed of ballistic missiles and cruise missiles. In terms of reaction speed, great breakthroughs have been made in striking distance, hit accuracy, penetration capability, and reliability. Among the various elements of the construction and development of the rocket force, the construction of supporting command, equipment, and logistics support systems is a systematic project with many clues, large stalls, high cost, and difficulty. Missile force operations are highly dependent on these support elements, and any weakness in any aspect will directly affect the effective display of the missile force's combat capabilities. It is necessary to fully understand, from a strategic perspective, and place the construction of related supporting projects in the same important position as the construction of main battle equipment. It is necessary to scientifically demonstrate, optimize the combination of various supporting elements, improve the mechanism, and ensure that the construction of all supporting elements is implemented. 3. Develop new combat forces. While strengthening the offensive combat capability of land-based intercontinental missile forces, the United States is also actively establishing a national strategic defense system to defend against the opponent's strategic missile attacks. In the face of threats and challenges, our country must strive to establish and improve the Strategic Missile Reconnaissance and Early Warning System and control the signs of the enemy's possible nuclear attack, especially the early warning of the enemy's incoming strategic missiles. At the same time, give full play to the advantages of surface-to-surface missiles, actively use intelligent technology, and develop asymmetric strategic checks and balances. 4. Strengthen the construction of missile weapons and equipment penetration capability. In order to cope with the interception of the enemy's missile defense system and enhance the deterrence and actual combat effectiveness of our strategic missiles, we must actively seek effective strategic countermeasures. Russia has always attached great importance to the construction of penetration means of missile weapon systems and has taken several penetration measures, such as maneuvering orbiting and electronic jamming, so that its strategic missile force has a world-class penetration capability. China should also focus on the research and development of penetration technology and strive to achieve breakthroughs in missile penetration. Attention should be paid to the development of penetration methods such as deception, interference, stealth, and active evasion, so as to effectively improve the penetration capabilities of missile forces. 5. Build a sufficiently effective conventional missile force. Conventional missile forces are an important strategic assault force for winning informatized wars. Starting from the requirements of winning an informationized local war, we should focus on achieving sufficiently effective development goals and intensify the construction of conventional missile forces. Sufficient is a quantitative requirement, which means that the number of conventional missile units of the rocket force must at least meet the needs of combat missions in the main strategic direction. Conventional missiles usually focus on attacking the enemy's important military targets. In a campaign, such targets are both strategic and operational, and they are large in number. In order to achieve strategic or operational goals and make missile assaults truly effective, a lot of missiles are used. Regarding the scale of conventional rocket forces, it is necessary to conduct scientific demonstrations and reasonably determine the number of conventional missile forces so that they can meet the needs of winning informatized local wars. To be effective means that the performance of the missile weapon system must be excellent and able to achieve the desired purpose. In the missile range, it should have a relatively large fire control range. In terms of missile accuracy, power, and performance, it must have the ability to strike targets of different nature and types. In terms of combat command, the means must be advanced, efficient, and reliable. In peacetime, it can work well with other strategic forces of the country to play a deterrent effect and contain the outbreak of war. In wartime, it can ensure the implementation of key strikes against the enemy and complete the combat tasks assigned by superiors. 6. Build a reliable survival protection system for missile forces. The construction of the Missile Force Survival Protection System is an important part of the National Strategic Deterrence System. Reliable survival protection itself is a powerful strategic deterrent. To safeguard national sovereignty, security, and development interests, we must not only have a strategic offensive capability, but also the necessary strategic defensive methods to ensure survival to the maximum extent and lay the foundation for latecomers. The construction of the survival and protection system of China's missile forces should follow an economic and practical development path subject to the state's technology, financial and material resources permitting, shall be implemented step by step. Strengthening the construction of this system is of great significance to improving the survival and rapid response capabilities of the strategic missile force. It is necessary to conduct overall planning and implementation from the level of the national grand strategy.